Début du dialogue 9.
While I was listening to the news at 10 the other evening, I heard the newsreader announce that J.K. Rowling had just been unmasked as the author of a thriller published under the name Robert Galbraith. By the time the newsreader was on item 3 of that night's news, I was already on page 3 of Rowling's latest book, The Cuckoo's Calling.
You'd already bought Rowling's book earlier that day without knowing she was the author?
Oh no! While I was listening to the news, I had my e-reader on the table in front of me. I immediately went onto the e-book site, bought the novel and downloaded it. It took 30 seconds between wanting the book and having it there on my e-reader screen. You know, e-readers are great for my children too. They're devoted to series like Harry Potter and Percy Jackson, and they can download the next installment in seconds. E-readers are fast and green, unlike dead tree publishing.
Are you so sure that buying e-readers and e-books is greener than buying paper books? I read an article in the New York Times explaining that one e-reader requires the extraction of 33 pounds of minerals, 79 gallons of water, and 100 kilowatt hours of fossil fuels. That adds up to nearly 100 pounds of CO2. A British carbon management expert has worked out that each book produced in the UK probably causes 3 kilograms of CO2. That means that producing an e-reader creates the same CO2 as 30 books.
I read more than 30 books on my e-reader, so I'm in the green. And e-books encourage people to read more. A survey by the charity QuickReads proves that technology is shaping our reading habits. Nearly half of UK adults who read e-books said that technology had made them read more. 41% said that being able to look up words they didn't know had made reading easier.
Yes, but if you're reading on a tablet rather than on an e-reader, there's the temptation to look up your emails or surf the web. And for children, game apps are a great temptation. And if the e-reader is monochrome, illustrations that require full Technicolor to be appreciated lose all their appeal. That probably explains why a US survey shows that 80% of children with access to e-books still pick up their paperbacks and primarily read print. Young people appreciate paper books too, because they can share them with friends.
Those results really surprise me because the younger generation are so attached to their smartphones and other digital devices.
Well, an online survey of 16 to 24-year-olds shows that 62% of them prefer print books to e-books. The top-rated reason for preferring physical products, books, magazines or newspapers, to digital content was the fact they liked holding the physical product in their hands. And nearly 30% of the sample thought e-books should be sold for half their current price.
That's understandable if you're talking about unenhanced books. What I find really interesting is next generation ebooks, the ones that break new ground in digital reading. Have you heard what they've done to the 39 steps?
The novel by John Buchan. It was first published in 1915 and Alfred Hitchcock made a film of it in 1935.
That's the one, yes. Well, the publisher Faber & Faber linked up with two software publishers and a developer and produced an interactive visual version of John Buchan's thriller. It's what they call a fully immersive version, including original silent film music. It's available for iPad and Android tablets.
Tablets. That means they can collect a lot of information about my reading habits. When I start to read, how quickly I read, when I skip pages, when I reread, what I choose to highlight. With the ebook, I'd become part of an unacknowledged focus group. That doesn't appeal to me in the least.
But there's more innovation coming. Faber has published another innovative novel. It's inspired by quantum physics and constructed after consultation with an Oxford mathematics professor. The author's aim was to create an infinite number of ways in which the story could be read.
Fin du dialogue 9.